Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. With so many holidays in front of us, it's time to prepare for them mentally, physically, and financially. You might ask, how can I do this? Let me share some thoughts and ideas with you. My name is Denise Thompson. I guide people towards their optimal health, helping them transform bad habits into healthy habits, one habit at a time, which will manifest itself with a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. I am a certified transformational health and wellness coach, best-selling author, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and former nurse and fitness trainer. Now to the question, how can we prepare for the holidays? And how do we need to prepare? We all know we're in different situations right now, different seasons due to COVID-19, and yet there are ample opportunities to have fun and to do the best we can and to enjoy it. Let me just list the most important or the most celebrated holidays between now and the end of the year. The first one is Halloween on the 31st of October. The next one is November 11, Veterans Day, to honor our veterans. The 26th of November is Thanksgiving. The 24th of December is Christmas Eve. The 25th, Christmas. The 31st, New Year's Eve. And many people do celebrate the 12 days of Christmas or Hanukkah, which is from actually the December 10th through the 18th. So I'm just going to go and give you some information about Halloween first, because that's coming up the closest in, just in 2 days. Holy moly. Wow, time flies. And so I'm going to give you some tips to celebrate Halloween safely during the COVID-19 pandemic. And it's actually written by the CDC, I think, to give us some hope and to give us some joy. And I posted the link in my transcript. It's hyperlinked, so you can just click on it and get it if you want to verify a few more things or get a few more ideas. Okay, it says, Halloween 2020 doesn't have to be canceled by coronavirus. Here are tips to keep your little ghosts happy, even without traditional trick-or-treating. And the article was written by Janet Larkey and Veronica Bravo at USA Today. This Halloween, there is one more monster lurking, and that's the coronavirus. So Monday, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention unveiled its guidelines for celebrating safely on October 31st. The health organization advised against traditional trick-or-treating this year and suggested lower-risk activities such as Halloween-themed scavenger hunts at home or placing pre-filled treat bags at the end of your driveway for kids to pick up. Parents, what to consider before going out on Halloween? Sandra Cash, an infectious disease physician at WestMed Medical Group in Purchase, New York, says it's possible to safely trick-or-treat this year. She advises limiting trick-or-treating to 3 or 4 kids. If heading out in groups, families should ask each other if they've been taking precautions and wearing masks. Parents can wipe down candy or let it sit for a couple of days if they are worried about surface transmission of the virus. COVID-19 is not well controlled in your area. You should refrain from going out, Cash says. Health departments and government websites typically offer public tracking of coronavirus infections, or you can ask your physician. Enclosed spaces such as apartment buildings should be avoided, she says. Keep things outdoor. Keshe advises having a very serious conversation with your kids that if you are going to take them trick-or-treating, the rules have to be followed and respected. Otherwise, the game is over. She recommends an adult chaperone, even for older children, to ensure safety protocols are followed. Trick-or-treaters should use hand sanitizers regularly and avoid touching their face. So, since one of the things is to wear masks, they suggest make face masks more fun for kids. If you think the mask that came with your kid Spider-Man or monster costume offers the same protection as a face mask, the CDC says, think again. Costume masks are not substitutes for protective face masks, should not be used together because the combination can make it hard to breathe. So that's a very good piece of advice. Instead, buy a Halloween-themed face mask or decorate one with a spooky theme. Plain masks can be customized with Dracula's fangs or a wicked witch's nose. Use your imagination and you'll have fun masks your child may want to wear all the time. Then there's some suggestions for outdoor activities from a candy line. The CDC says one way trick-or-treating in which individually wrapped goodie bags are lined up for people to pick up while maintaining, they say social distance, it's incorrect, it's physical distance, such as at the end of a driveway or at the edge of a yard. It's moderate risk activity. If you plan to participate in one-way trick-or-treating, wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before and after preparing the bags, the CDC says. If you're sick, don't hand out candy. If you're in good health, be sure to wear a mask. Several contactless delivery ideas have circulated online, like a candy chute, a 6-foot-long cardboard tube to slide candy to trick-or-treaters, a table stationed 6 feet away from the front door with individual bags of candy for children to grab, or a large handmade spider web with candy taped to the strings. At home activities, virtual costume parties and movies. If you refrain from going out on Halloween because you're in a high-risk area, there are several ways you can celebrate the holiday at home. The CDC suggests having a candy scavenger hunt in your home or outside in the yard. Here's a downloadable Halloween scavenger hunt list geared to kids who need a more adventurous hunt. And the link is right in my transcript, which is, in that hyperlinked transcript there. And so if you click on it, you'll get the link to download it. Also suggested are Zoom parties with friends, which include a costume contest. Netflix has a free extension that allows you and your friends to watch a movie at the same time online. Another fun way for children to get their candy at home is to have a piñata as the ending to a spooktacular Halloween. There's something else that I didn't know that I just learned. October to feature a rare Halloween blue moon. October will feature the moon event of the year. The month will have two full moons, including one on Halloween night on October 31st. And that's quite interesting. It has a little video, 26-second video there. And it's near Cape Byron Lighthouse, so they show it. They also talk about, the NASA reports and all that. And the next time we'll see an equally spooky Halloween full moon is going to be in 2039. That is 19 years from Halloween. Wow. So plan your werewolf costumes accordingly. So there is a lot of information. There's a great picture below that kind of looks spooky. It's wonderful. They did such a good job. So check out the links that I have in the transcript. You will learn quite a few things and you will enjoy them. So now we're going into the other holidays, which are the November and December ones. And all those are related to food, cooking, baking, eating, washing dishes, having leftovers, having people over, how many, what to do with them, etc. So the CDC released a guidance on how to celebrate Thanksgiving safely during COVID-19. They're just recommendations that include keeping gatherings small, delivering food to at-risk individuals. And they have some great ideas there. I was not able to hyperlink that one or put the link in, but if you Google it, COVID-19 holiday celebrations, then it will pop up and you can see it. So there's a lot of stuff, games to play, low-risk activities to do, keep the gathering small, have an intimate dinner with only people who live in your household. Don't forget high-risk individuals. Prepare traditional family recipes for family and neighbors, especially those at high risk of severe illness from COVID-19, and deliver them in a way that doesn't involve contact with others. Go virtual. Have a virtual dinner and share recipes with friends and family. Black Friday. Shop online rather than in person on the day after Thanksgiving. Cheer from home. Watch sports events, parades, and movies from home. And there's so many movies out there. Just watch them. They give you some moderate risk activities on how you can cook and do things. The highest suggestion, the most favored one by the CDC are outdoors activities because it's easy to have a 6-foot distancing. So that's another thing. So let's go back to the food, cooking, baking, eating, etc. Remember that I've been talking about my Thanksgivings at the ranch when I had up to 35, 40 people at one table. We had a huge conference table in the living room. And my husband and I used to do all the cooking. We cooked for a week and froze everything that we could up front so it wouldn't spoil and defrosted it on time. It was all perfectly good and healthy. But we were the only two people who did everything for 35 to 40 people, and that is not healthy. We also were the only people who did all the cleaning up afterwards, which is not healthy. So delegating or asking who wants to bring what, make a list of what you would like to have and ask who wants to bring what. Or if it's in your household, you know, have somebody fix a salad, have somebody fix the turkey, have somebody fix the mashed potatoes or whatever you have with it. Have somebody make a dessert. And since it's all within the family, it should be pretty safe. If you invite a close family member who is safe to invite, have them bring something. So don't think you have to do everything on your own. Quite often these holidays, especially the Christmas ones and Hanukkah and the 12 days of Christmas, they have some presents incorporated in the holiday, don't they? So there you have choices. You can have homemade presents. You can buy presents. But there comes the question, is the store safe or you're going to? Are you safe or are you exposed to somebody who has the virus? How about the person who is wrapping the gift? Is it the person, a person at the store, or are you doing it? Are you healthy? Can you do it? Did you wash your hands with soap for 20 seconds? All these things need to be taken into consideration. And so you can also do like promises. I did not give you anything this year because I could not afford it. However, I promise in springtime, when it gets better, I'll come out and mow your lawn. Or I'll come out and hang your laundry outside to dry after it's washed for people who don't have dryers. And there are still lots of people who choose not to have dryers or who cannot afford them. So those are small things. I will bring you the newspaper to the house that the paper boy just threw at the beginning of your property or something like that. There's so many things that we can do. I will go get your groceries for you or order them, and I will go pick them up and deliver them. These are such amazing gifts. And the thing is, most of those don't really cost anything. But what they do is giving them your presence instead of presents. You know, being present with people, doing things for them, means more to most of them than all the store-bought stuff you can give. Stress. Oh my goodness, people are stressing out right now. And so much could be avoided. So they stress because of the cost of things. Many prices have gone up because they're more scarce to get the product. The time, everybody is waiting till the last minute, hoping that the restrictions will be lifted, yet they get some more. Who to invite? And there, every state, every area has its own rules and regulations. So check it out on your website, what your restrictions are and what your spacing is. Who to call? Who to send a card or a letter to? Can you afford the postage? Can you send a package? Will it arrive? Is it safe? What is in the package? I don't need to know, but that's for you to ask yourself. Also, you know, do you really need to do that, or is just a fun conversation on the telephone or over social media appropriate and helps them more to see you or hear your voice than getting something they can't use or don't need? Sometimes we are just so zealous in giving presents instead of our being present with them, that it makes them feel bad instead of feeling good. And so let's be very, very careful this year to actually help people feel better about themselves and reduce stress. How can you reduce stress, cost, time crunch, turning the event into a healthy, happy one with lots of fun? Many ways. Some of them have already been suggested. Some of them are on the link that I provided. You can Google some others, or you can also read my little stress reduction book that's on Amazon.com. It says, Your Amazing Itty Bitty Stress Reduction Book, 15 Key Steps to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. The easiest way to find it is just to put my name in the subject line, Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, and then it will say itty bitty behind, and you can check it out if you want it in Kindle form or if you want it in a paperback. It has some suggestions in there on how to reduce stress on a daily basis. But for right now, don't make more out of it than there is to it. Make sure that health is of utmost importance, that your presence, emotional and physical presence, is valued. And that means a lot more to most people than anything else. So I'm saying, when in doubt, check it out. Do you choose to get healthy now? When your answer is yes, because you know that this situation has done harm to you physically and emotionally, Maybe you've gained weight. Maybe you've been bored stiff or you got depressed. And I'm not blaming anybody for anything. I'm just stating some facts, okay? And statistics that you can find anywhere. So if any of those things, or you lost your job, or you don't feel like you're worth anything because your job got eliminated, not your fault. Definitely not your fault. It's just the circumstances. It's the situation. So make the best out of it. So if you choose to get healthy, be it body, mind, or finances, ask me for a free health goal assessment and we'll schedule one. You can write to me at dythomson@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line BTR, free health goal assessment. Or if you have comments or suggestions or you would like to be on my show, make sure you preface it with BTR for Blog Talk Radio so I know it's something I need to fish out of the spam folder, because all first emails go in there. So just give me that heads up so I know I can pull it out and read it and then respond to you and hopefully help you out in some ways or another. Or you can voicemail or text me only to 562-335-4956. Remember, I do not answer the call unless it's a scheduled call and I know who's calling, because I get way too many phone calls and I cannot be present when people are calling right and left and I have no clue what's going on. So if you leave a voicemail, that's fine. You know, then I can get back to you. Leave me your name and your phone number and the reason of your call, and I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours, sometimes sooner, depending on how my days go. And I just really want to reach out to you and let you know. My mom always said, the soup is never eaten as hot as it's cooked, which means you need to let it cool off a little bit before you eat it when it's boiling hot. And that's where actually the Stop Challenge juice comes in. Remember, I've been talking about that so many a times, and it is a wonderful tool to use. Stop and take a deep breath and, you know, think about, why are you thinking the way you are? What is happening? What's going on in your life? Why are you feeling challenged? Does it help you? Take a deep, slow breath and actually help you bring your emotions under control. Then challenge yourself by thinking about why you are feeling or acting the way you are. And ask yourself truly, is this even true? Sometimes we make something out of something that's not even there. Nobody said it, nobody meant it. We just, out of the blue, come up with it because something is preoccupied in our mind. And the third and the best one of the sub-challenge is the choosing the best behavior that supports what we really want. So that is so crucial. And I would really love to leave you with this. When in doubt, check it out. Go and Google it. Definitely click on the link that I hyperlinked in there between the after the Halloween 1031, and you get a lot of things there. Google the others. You know, there are so many things you can do without getting too close to people, endangering them or yourself. And sometimes we can be carriers without even knowing and giving it to somebody while we think we're perfectly healthy. Not everybody gets it the same way. Not everybody gets it, but that doesn't mean they can't be carriers. So not creating fear, not creating a cause to not be at your best, just creating awareness. To be respectful and to keep that 6-foot distancing, unless, of course, you live in the same household and you don't interact with other people. So with this, I am going to wish you a very happy and safe Halloween. happy Thanksgiving and a wonderful month of December. And do some reflecting on yourself or your loved ones and see where you can improve your health, be it physical, mental, or financial. And when you realize you could use help in one, two, or all three areas, please feel free to ask me for the free health goal assessment or evaluation so we can actually maybe work together and I can help you find the balance. All right, that's it for today. Have a fabulous week. Keep safe and make sure your children obey your grandchildren and they follow the rules and guidelines so they are safe and sound. Love to everybody.